16 degrees at 8:56. It's time to check in on the commodity markets on this Wednesday. We bring in Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. Looks like pretty well-supported start to the day in the wake of a retreating dollar. The CME Group reported 500 January beans delivered against the January contract this morning, 150 meal deliveries against the January contract, and 727 bean oil deliveries. So relatively good value there. USDA did not have any announced sales this morning on the overnight reporting system. Last reported overnight sale was December 23rd, so there's not much incentive here for the USDA to increase exports in next week's report. Current price action, March corn, 358 and a half, up 2 3/4, fresh highs there. July corn, 371 and a quarter, up 3, and new crop December, 385 and 3/4, up 2 1/4. Looking at the soyplex, March beans currently up 8 and a half at 1003 and a half. March meal, $314.60, up $2.50 a ton. And March bean oil, $35.03, up 22. New crop November beans, notably $9.90, up 6 3/4. Looking at the wheat market, Chicago March wheat, $4.10, up 3.5. July wheat, $434.25, up 2 3/4. Kansas City March, $418.75, up 4 3/4. And Minneapolis March, $542.50, up a nickel. Crude market, currently trading near unchanged at 53.23 a barrel. Crude market, as we said, unchanged, and it's really kind of gravitating towards that $53 mark. EIA numbers typically expected out on Wednesday morning, probably delayed until tomorrow because of the holiday. As we mentioned, the dollar pulled back from yesterday's advance and appears to be supporting commodity prices in general. USDA will have updated numbers on January 12th. Estimates are expected to work into the mix through the course of this week. Risk Management's 2016-17 estimate for U.S. corn production will be unchanged from last month at 15.226 billion bushels in the wake of a 175.3 national average yield. Soybeans, our estimate for beans is 4.361 billion bushels, unchanged from last month, in the wake of a 52.5 national average yield. We'll also see quarterly grain stocks released at that point, and those numbers should be as of December 31st. We could see some adjustments in South American production numbers, as private estimates have been creeping higher of late. Finally, an additional influence to the markets may turn out to be the index fund rebalancing process, which is expected to take place sometime early next week. They are expected to buy corn in the rebalancing efforts, which may crowd the existing fund position, which has been persistently short of late. Thanks, Brian. We hope everybody has a great day.
All right, Bill. Thanks. You too. That's Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Weather-wise today, sunny and colder. Look for a high of 22 degrees. Winds out of the northwest gusting up to 30 miles per hour. Wind chill readings as cold as 3 below this morning. Mostly cloudy tonight with a 50% chance of snow after midnight, a low of 13 degrees. Cloudy skies tomorrow, a 40% chance of snow and a high of 19. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night, the low 5 above, and sunny for Friday with a high of 17 degrees. Currently outside our studios in Urbana at 16 degrees, the relative humidity at 75%, and temperatures in the mid-teens throughout our listening area. The cool spot right now, Decatur, in at 13 degrees, up to 17 in Monticello. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.